Hey beautiful humans, welcome back to the Conscious Creative Podcast. Today we are going to be talking all about self-sabotage. This is something that I'm pretty familiar with and I thought that I would share some of my thoughts, experiences, things I've learned all along my journey with you today. Hello and welcome to the Conscious Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Yanara, also known as Yen Ceramics. I'm a soulpreneur, potter, and advocate for conscious creation. These episodes will be all about conscious conversations on all things creativity, confidence, finding your state of genius, energy, and unpacking the paradigms that are keeping creatives stuck in a state of struggle. We will share conversations with friends to dive even deeper into all the juicy things, and you will walk away from each episode with tangible tips and truth bombs that will support you on your journey to live a conscious and creative life. I am so excited to be bringing this podcast to you. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back. I am so glad to have you here again today, and today I want to chat all about the excuses that we creatives love to come up with and use that stop us from actually going after what we want. The excuses that are holding us creatives back. And really, the interesting thing that I've found is that a lot of these they're self-sabotage. While, you know, we might think that it's not a state of self-sabotage because the excuses that are holding us back might be that we're scared of the judgment of others and ego is saying that's external. But really, when you start to look at it, a lot of this comes down to what our inner critic, our inner ego is saying, that's just keeping us in our comfort zones. And this kind of sabotage, it's really not in our best interests. And this is probably something that you already know, because in reality, no one actually cares what you're doing. We find ourselves fearing so much the judgment of others, and particularly the judgment of our loved ones, the people that we have such high respect for. But you know, those things, they're only going to hold you back from your greatest successes. And when you think about the people whose judgment that you fear the most, and I'm talking like negative judgment that you don't know if you can handle it, if they tell you something bad about what it is that you are deciding to do, the path that you're on, the journey that you're wanting to take. Is it your parents? Is it your bestie? Why is it that you're so scared of being judged by that person or those people? Because when it comes to your community, I mean, outside of your own opinion, because really your own opinion should be the real key one that matters, the people who you want to surround yourself with are the people that are going to support you and the people that have your back 110%. I have actually become quite a tough nut with this one, where if I have friendships that have the other person so set in what I feel is something that holds me back, where they're harshly criticizing the decisions I'm making and judging me, and, you know, saying things that aren't serving either of us, because it's just so negative, really. It's harshing my vibe, it's harshing their vibe, it's just, in the end, energetically bringing us both down, bringing me down because I'm hearing these negative things and, it's playing over and over again in my mind, but it's also bringing them down because they're lowering themselves to that low vibrational state of saying the horrible things. And I often step back from those friendships to the point of them dissolving. And that hits that magic point where it creates the space for you to call in more friendships with people that are going to have your back 110%. I am so grateful to have called in women like this where I go, hey, I'm thinking about doing this thing. And they go, oh my God, yes, girl, go get it. You do that. You've got this. You know, what can I do to help you? And that's pure magic, having friendships like that. And when you are feeling really supported by the people around you, as well as knowing that you've got your own back, it creates the space for so much magic to happen because you feel like you've got that safety net. Especially when we're stepping out of our comfort zone, because we know that that's where the magic lies. So the beauty with these people, though, is that it doesn't mean that they're not going to play devil's advocate with you, though. And this is something that I love about these kind of relationships, is that they will say, yes, go get it, girl. But they're also the kinds of people that will ask you the tough questions. I have an aunt that's a classic example of this, actually. And she's one of my biggest cheerleaders. Incredible, incredible woman. But my goodness, she asks all the hard questions. But the way that I think of this, and the way I encourage you to think of this too, is that it is an opportunity for you to come up with the answers to the hard questions, which gives you even more clarity, which will usually lead to even more expansion and even more brilliant ideas that are going to serve your higher purpose, that are going to mean that you can be of greater service to your community, and that you can have all these amazing ideas, and you never know, one of them could be that million-dollar idea that shoots you to that next level. But what about the negative self-talk and the self-sabotaging techniques that come from our subconscious, our inner critic, our ego, wherever it is that you feel that's coming from for you? These thoughts that pop up and these things that we do, they're to keep us safe in our comfort zone. The negative thoughts that ego feeds us, they're designed to keep us where we are. And the comfort zone is a place that I'm coming to think of as the place where dreams go to die. And you may not agree with me there, but I feel that if we're not growing, we're dying. And even if you are still growing from your comfort zone, like, it's entirely possible to still be in a state of growth when you're sitting in your comfort zone. It is, though, pretty unlikely that the growth that you have in your comfort zone is going to be that life-changing aha moment, leaps and bounds kind of growth that will rocket you to that next level and break you through the glass ceilings and have you have all the light bulb magical ideas that could be career changing for you as a creative. So let's think money, relationships, business, well-being. Where is it that you currently are really wanting to upgrade, to up-level, to have a light bulb moment, to gain more clarity around, to reach that next level in, but you're sabotaging yourself? The signs and habits of self-sabotage are generally operating from a place of lack, disempowering yourself, not setting clear boundaries or allowing yourself to break boundaries, not taking responsibility, searching for things externally, perfectionism, procrastination, unhealthy coping mechanisms, rushing without any reflection, and negative self-talk. And, you know, most of us are guilty of at least one of these, and we've used them at some point. You know, we avoid doing something that we don't necessarily want to do, and we procrastinate, or we're really stressed and we maybe binge eat or watch way too much Netflix and kind of try and get away mentally and find that little safe space in our lounge room under the blanket with Stranger Things, trying to find a place to cope with whatever it is that you're going through. But how can we actually stop self-sabotaging so that we can get to that sweet spot for growth, for reaching our goals? So I want to tell you a little story, because I've been having NLP sessions with an incredible coach. And the other day in our session, my unconscious mind was rewriting and exploring the money story I had and the blocks around abundance that I had. And what kind of came up is that a lot of it came back to alignment. The rewriting and the new story that my unconscious mind created in that session was that money and abundance flows easily to me when I'm in a state of alignment. But what is alignment? And my unconscious mind during the session said that the sweet spot is that perfect balance between that feeling of being so completely lit up, your heart space absolutely on fire, knowing that you have to share whatever it is that you're doing or working on or whatever it is, and your gut going, holy cow, this has me nervous, this has me shit scared. And I've actually discovered that it's not too far from something that Tony Robbins has said. Tony Robbins says that life is found in the dance between your deepest desire and your greatest fear. Wow, right? Like, let me say that again. Life is found in the dance between your deepest desire and your greatest fear. But how does that actually help with the self-sabotaging and the classic excuses we creatives use that stop us from sharing our epic gifts with the world? Ego says stuff like, I'm not good enough, or no one's going to buy my work, or it's not perfect yet, so I'm going to wait, or I'm not going to sell it yet. But if you are truly lit up, if your heart space is going, oh my gosh, like I am so passionate about this, and what it is that you're chasing is your deepest desire, even if there's still a little bit of fear around that, you'll become unstoppable. Because when you're operating from that space, even if there's still a couple of blocks, or maybe still a little bit of negative talk that's popping up for you to try and slow you down or hold you back or whatever it is, whatever fears that you have around that, if you know 110% that you need to share this with the world, and that you are so beyond passionate about what it is you're working towards or working on, that negative shit is not going to hold you back. And if you're a bit stubborn and a tad spiteful like myself, I have quite strong Scorpio energy. So props to my besties that hold space for that. It might even have you saying something like, well, now I want to reach that goal even faster because I want to show all you haters that I can do this, that I've got this. And what interests me with all of this is that I'm finding, for me, you may disagree with this, but the two driving forces behind all of this, the two driving forces that are going to mute out or at least dampen and quieten that negative self-talk and help stop us self-sabotaging, your passion and your why. So both of these are something that develop over time. We don't just wake up one morning and all of a sudden go, oh my God, I'm super passionate about this thing and I'm just going to run with it. Like, that's it. End of story. There's a whole journey that goes on before you have that aha light bulb moment. And it may be that you actually do wake up one morning and go, oh my God, this is it. I know what I'm doing. But usually there is a whole process before you hit that moment. And where that one thing you're so incredibly passionate about starts to almost consume you, you know, it becomes ingrained in every fiber of your being to the point where you live it and you breathe it. And Brooke Solis, if you're familiar with her work, you'll know where I'm coming from here, but she's the most exquisite poet around creativity and sensuality, and she is pretty much seeding a revolution for all the women that are reading her work. And I want to read a poem that really resonated with me around this topic. And it goes something like, if I had my way, women would follow the thing that hits their soul, not their husband and not their children and not their soul-draining job. No, they would follow the thing that turns their blood into honey from the heavens, the thing that has them dancing and wandering and speaking too fast for the air. They would follow the thing that turns them on and feeds them well. They would follow the thing that gives their soul a throne, the front row, gold class. They would follow the thing that loves them back so hard, they'd drown in their own dream. Like, isn't that just, it makes you want to find that thing, right? And what I love about this whole concept is that when you're in that space, especially as a creative, it's almost like your permission slip. It can give us the courage to put our blinkers on and not concern ourselves with what others might be saying or what our inner critic might be saying. It's the courage and the fire in our belly that gives us this really strong drive. And when we've got that really strong drive, there isn't space for procrastination or holding off because it's not perfect yet. It's fully embodying, feeling the fear, and going for it anyway, because your why, the reason that you're doing it, is so strong and so pure, and your passion around it is so fiery. It's got you in a state where you go, I can't not share this. I can't not do this. And from this space, when you're starting with your why, your purpose, coming from this space of inspiration and passion, you'll often find too that you move through any blocks, any negativity, any kind of oh moments with so much more ease and grace. And when you start doing this and you're being pulled by your purpose and your passion, you're not just doing things for the sake of doing things. Inspiration starts to seek you out, and it's that's pulling you along for this crazy ride rather than you trying to seek out the inspiration. And it's the knowledge that the magic happens when you're outside of your comfort zone, when you're in that state of next level growth. When you're in that state of next level growth, you aren't so consumed with the self-sabotage and like the negative self-talk that's happening and whatever self-sabotaging techniques you've become really accustomed to using that leave you sitting in your comfort zone and week after week not developing your idea or working on your program or launching your podcast or selling your first painting. Like, finding your passion, finding your why, to me, that has been the key. the key to unlocking greater potential, the key to supporting me in not letting my inner critic, what ego is saying, what others might be saying to my face, behind my back, what I think they might be saying just in my head when I go, oh my gosh, this person will probably say something like this. It doesn't even come to the forefront anymore. It's not something that actually runs through my head. And for me, that is because my passion and my why has become so clear and ingrained in every cell of my being that I want to achieve my goals and I want to be of service and do all the things and hit all the marks. And maybe I want to do that in part because I want to prove to myself that I can do it. And then there's also that stubborn side of me that wants to prove to anybody who's ever said I couldn't that I bloody well can. But it's also because I have that driving force within me where I am so lit on fire, and at the same time that feeling in my gut going, oh gosh, I don't know, like, oh, this makes me pretty nervous, it kind of got me shit scared. It's that beautiful sweet spot where you've got that balance between the two and they're both working with each other and against each other, and in that state, in that balance, I almost picture it like a seesaw that's just sitting perfectly centered, and one of them can't be giving more than the other. One of them can't be stronger than the other. They're both in this perfect state of balance where it's, you're so on fire and you're pretty damn scared about it. And maybe that's in part because you're scared of success and what it could mean if you actually do it, if you actually go out and do it and it's a success. Has anybody ever had that thought where you sit with yourself and you go, what if I actually do this? What does it mean? Because that in itself can be a great fear that self-sabotages us, where we go, oh my God, things would change so drastically if I actually do it, which stops us from doing the things. So my questions for you today is, where is it that you're self-sabotaging? How is it that you're self-sabotaging? And what is that thing that's lighting you up, got you on fire, got you so passionate? The reason behind that, what is your why? And write it down, get clear on it, and then go do the things. Us creatives, we allow stories to hold us back far too often, far too often. And I really hope that even if this episode inspires just one of you to conquer all of the things, then I'm going to just be so, so grateful, because I don't want to see a world where we're so held back by these things. I just don't. That's not a world that's gonna launch forward and be this high vibrational, positive energy, amazing, full of epic humans doing incredible shit kind of world. So today I encourage you to go out and create. Create the thing that you have been not creating for whatever reason. Create the life you want, create the world you want. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. On that note, I would like to invite you to join us in the Creatress Collective. If you are feeling called to join a group of like-minded creatives who are all supporting each other on our unique journeys, please head to www.yenceramics.com.au/community to learn more. Thank you so much for being here today and devoting this time. I appreciate your presence like you wouldn't believe. If you loved this episode, and I sincerely hope you did, don't forget to hit subscribe in iTunes. And if you feel called, please leave a review or share this on your social feed of choice. My favorite, of course, is Instagram, and you will find me there as @yenceramics. And for all the resources mentioned in this episode, love notes and updates on what I have on offer, you can head over to my website, www.yenceramics.com.au. Have a beautiful day or evening wherever you are in the world. Until next time, ciao.